And boom, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so happy you are here. Now, I just did a little short video again, just on Facebook, really quick, just talking about what I'm getting ready to talk about this subject. And I was vague. I was even more than just a little vague. I was extremely vague about what I'm talking about. Now that you're here, basically the Democrats, they're alluding to, they didn't come out and say the words, but they're alluding to that Joe Biden is the GOAT. Like, Joe Biden is the greatest of all times. This is what they're saying. Joe Biden is the greatest of all times. You can't make it up. I mean, you really can't. Is Joe Biden the greatest of all times? What do you think? Leave me a comment. It's comical. Yeah, and I don't know if y'all can see it on Rumble, at least. On Rumble, I created a thumbnail for it and have President Trump and myself laughing at Joe and Joe looking crazy as ever, right? But they're actually claiming that Joe Biden is the GOAT, like he's the greatest of all times. And I'm going to share some stuff with you this evening to just prove that, to show you exactly why they believe this. But first, I'm going to show you what the Communist News Network has been saying about Joe Biden. What's going on? What is happening? Is the tide changing? Is the Communist News Network and MSDNC actually starting to see the reality in all of this? Are they starting to see the truth? Right? Are they starting to see it? I don't know. You know, it's like a really good question. Are they actually starting to see the truth? And I've been really questioning that. I've been really questioning it. Okay. Now, I want to make sure that we're live. Is it showing up on Rumble for you? I know we're on X right now. But for some reason, Rumble sometimes goes quick and then sometimes it goes really slow. Like there's a delay on it actually getting there. Okay, we're there. We're there. Okay. I just want to make sure because I don't want y'all to miss any of this. Because with the Communist News Network and MSDNC, they're actually like flipping on Joe Biden. And I think, look, and I've said this before, I think the only reason why they're getting ready to flip on Joe Biden is because they know that Trump is going to come back and they're upset with the Democrat establishment for keeping Joe Biden there and not replacing him. This is the only reason why you have the Communist News Network and MSDNC and the other alphabet network soup groups. The only reason why they're saying anything about Joe Biden, the only reason why they're telling the truth about Joe Biden is because they're trying to get them to realize it. Same thing like I talked about last week when it was Stephen A. Smith, when he was talking about President Trump. The only reason why he's telling the truth is because he's trying to get the Democrats to like wake up. Y'all need to do better. You need to get Joe out and replace him as soon as possible. That's the only reason why they're saying it, which brings me to this video here. Look at this. This is the Communist News Network, and they're talking about Joe Biden's disapproval ratings. And of course, they put the approval ratings on top, but look at the numbers. It says 34 approve for Joe Biden and 66 disapprove. 66%. This is a Communist News Network showing this poll. You know, they can't be happy about it. And again, just like I said, the only reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to get the Democrats, look, y'all have got to replace Joe. Joe and the scarecrow has got to go. Because if not, President Trump is just going to swoop it up. And he's already going to swoop it up. I mean, I think it's too late. Do you think the Democrats, Shannon, have the time as of now to still replace Joe? I mean, it was 6 months. It's just a little over 6 months now, right? So do they still have the time to come in and bring someone like Gavin Newsom in to like turn the tide? I mean, 6 months is a long time.
It is a long time, and especially if it's a well-known person. But I don't know the filing for each state, so it's different for all of them. I'd have to see who's still eligible.
I don't think they care. Well, I don't think too. The Democrats don't care about the Constitution. You think they care about any what
who
state
they're gonna pick?
Desires? Gruesome
you,
Newsom,
you
possibly.
Can't. California sucks. Their crime sucks. There's nothing attractive about California.
See, that's the problem. You know it sucks. They don't care it sucks.
Ass Schiff, he just got robbed.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about Schiff getting robbed in San Francisco? Shifty Shift got robbed.
And the mayor of L.A. got robbed, too.
The mayor, you sure did. The mayor of L.A. got robbed. San Francisco, Shifty Shift got robbed.
You know it's bad when those people start getting robbed. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. They got robbed. And I can only imagine Shifty Shift with his big beady eyes. You know, this big beady eyes. They're robbing me. And you know, he's like, oh, my goodness, this is going to get out. It's going to get out. He got robbed.
Yeah.
He got robbed. But anyways, listen to what the Communist News Network is saying about Joe Biden's approval rating or disapproval rating.
As you know, Americans don't assess the economy through the economic indicators and data that we all report on constantly. They assess it through how they feel about it. 34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy. So significantly lower than his overall job approval, 66%. Disapprove. And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor. I just want to note here that the economy is overwhelmingly the most important issue for voters. This is not insignificant. And so while there are a ton of other issues that we discuss, and even issues that the president performs worse on, the Israel-Hamas war, immigration, the economy is still front and center for people. So this is something you're going to hear Biden talk about day in and day out to try to boost those numbers up as well.
It's, you know, I find it comical on how they get on here and talk about Joe Biden's when his approval numbers are in the dirt. His approval numbers are worse than Jimmy Carter. As of right now, Joe Biden takes the reward. He takes the trophy for being the worst person to ever reside in the White House. He has that reward. He has the trophy. He can put it on his mantle. The worst person to ever be in the White House. Well, here's another one talking about Joe Biden. And I think, was this the one here? Yeah, this is it here. I'm going to skip forward a little bit here. This is Joe. They're talking about Joe Biden's approval numbers. And of course, Joe Biden, let me remind y'all of something too. Joe Biden, he's been caught in so many lies. Joe Biden is trying to act like the Biden regime. They're all trying to act like that they've done a great job on the economy. They haven't. The economy is in the tank. You know, before when President Trump was in office, just like on Facebook, you know, people would bless me with stars. People would go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. They would give me donations. They helped me keep going. They helped me keep the lights on. People would support me on Rumble with a Rumble rant. But Joe Biden has put a damper on all of that. I mean, Joe Biden has hurt it so much. And I keep trying. I keep pushing forward. And I keep asking, and I keep depending on our Lord Jesus Christ that he puts it on the heart of his people to help me continue, right? Because if y'all like me doing what I'm doing, there's people say, well, people support me. They go to my website and they do the monthly donation because they want me to continue doing what I'm doing. Because it's like I've had so many people say, well, we need people like you to speak up, right? We all need to speak up. But because the way the Democrats have created and molded our society, let's just be real about it, because these rhino weak Republicans, they didn't say anything when the Democrats was doing all of this. It takes people like me to say something. And I know this. Do I utilize that? I do. I absolutely do, because I love my country. I love the place that I was born in. I love the fact that I get to meet wonderful people here. So yes, I'm going to utilize it. I'm going to fight because it's the right thing to do. And ultimately, because I'm a Christian. When it all comes down at the end of the day, I am a Christian. I'm going to fight for what's right. But listen to this one. I hope I got it in the right spot. Listen to what they're saying about Joe Biden and his approval rating. Uh-oh. Here we go.
CNN had a big poll out on Sunday morning. They got Trump leading 49-43. And this is what we find in terms of success or failure. 61% view Biden's presidency as a failure. 55% think Trump was a success. The importance of the economy on your vote, extremely important, 65%. Mm-hmm. Then if you go to the next one, I believe of that 65%, who would you favor? In that poll, they find Trump at 62%.
Yeah.
In
any irony.
Let me stop it really quick. Look at this. They can't. This is a CNN poll, right? They're talking about the CNN poll. And actually, what's interesting, the CNN poll had Trump looking better when they were showing it. And look at, let me show you. I just saw that. Where is it at? Look right here. Right there. Look at this. See, his approval rating is 34, so they bumped those numbers up, but his disapproval was 66% when Fox News show it. See, I'm willing to bet CNN put the 4% on there, saying, look, we gotta change it a little bit when we're showing the audience, so we can't have it 34. We can't have 30, so we'll put that on there. But here, they have Trump at 62, but CNN will show Trump at 66, right? Because they show, actually, you understand what I'm saying, right? Because Joe Biden has his disapproval rating is 64. It's the same thing, right? Because if they're disapproved with Biden, they're approving President Trump. Ultimately, what it comes down to, what I'm trying to say, you understand.
Of this, of course, is President Biden tried a grand experiment by pushing all this money into the economy. That $1.9 trillion was completely unnecessary. Household balance sheets were the best they'd ever been. Corporate balance sheets were the best they'd ever been. All the money that came out during the pandemic, a lot of people were able to initially save a lot of that. Now our savings rate, we found out on Friday, is down to 3.2%. So, yeah, you know, and every time you hear someone saying the economy is strong, people are spending, yeah, because prices are going up. They're not buying more things. Right. And so, yeah, people are keeping up, trying to keep up.
Go back to that again. Say that again.
So like retail sales were up X amount of percent. Doesn't mean people went out and bought more things. Right. In fact, this last retail sales report, I think six or seven categories were actually down. The ones that were up were like gasoline. Yeah, we're spending it all at the gas station or food. We're spending it all at the supermarket. So Friday we found out our savings rate is 3.2%. 3.2%. I think the record low is 2.9%. By the way, it was 3.6% the month before. So we're drawing down savings at a rapid pace. That's reflected in that poll.
Wow.
And of course, this is all due to what Joe Biden and Democrats have done. They've caused the problems in the country, right? People aren't buying just, you know, luxury things any longer. People are buying necessities. People are buying what they need to survive.
And it's so
funny. When President Trump was in office, man, people would buy, they would take more vacations. People would just buy things that, like, I don't really need it, but I want it, right? And people were doing that because the economy was doing so much better under President Trump. President Trump was breaking records when he was in office because of his policies that he had in place. More black people were working, more Hispanic people working. Did you know President Trump, for the first time in this nation, in American history, had more black people working under President Trump than any other time? The numbers broke with President Trump. And of course, the Democrats try to say, oh, there's more black people working under Joe Biden. More people working under Joe Biden. Well, I got a video that I want to share with you on MSDNC. You won't believe it. You can't believe it.
Yeah,
you won't
know
believe
what
it.
The sad thing is they manipulate the truth to benefit, to make them look good. But the truth really does not make them look good.
No.
Just like he said, you know, they're saying, oh, people are spending more. Well, they're spending more buying less, right? We're spending more on gas. We're spending more on groceries. We're not spending more on the things that are extracurricular activities or special things that we, you know, going out and just buying couches. That's not happening right now. People are struggling day to day.
Yeah, yeah.
Savings accounts are shrinking. 401ks are shrinking.
Yes.
Credit debt is skyrocketing.
And you know what?
Foreclosures are actually starting to take effect. They're starting to be foreclosures happening across the states. They're not reporting those numbers yet.
No. And you know what irks me the most is that these politicians sent nearly $95 billion overseas. $95 billion. And we're hurting here. I'm hurting. So for those of you that don't know, I've been talking about it all day. I talked about it on my show on Lindell TV, and then I talked about it on LFA. This past weekend, Sunday morning, talking about hurting, my studio got hit with lightning. I have components that have gone south. Some components, I have routers that got fried. I have equipment that got fried. I'm blessed that my studio, stayed intact. But I have other things that's connected to my studio that fried. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to replace it right now. I'm barely hanging on with a string. I've never experienced my studio or my house getting hit with lightning.
Yeah, pretty scary.
Never experienced that before.
And what a time, right? Like, we're already in a hard situation, and then that happened.
Yeah, you know? I never experienced it. Then boom, it knocked it out. And
it was electrical surge. Electrical, is what happened.
Yeah, and so it hit so hard.
Yeah.
That it went through the my electrical
lightning
grid
rod.
In here, yeah. in my studio, and what happened? It went so fast. It hit components that were even connected to surge protectors. It bypassed the surge protectors and just knocked them out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, as of right now, I don't even know how I'm going to replace it because funds are like scarce. I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, they said, talked to an electrician. He said what happens is such a huge amount of lightning, and energy hits that surge protectors and stuff like that don't have enough time to come up and protect the equipment. And LED lights, they're the worst. Every single LED light in the ceiling burnout has to be replaced. Every single one.
Yeah. LED. I don't know if y'all can see it, but I got a up there. I have a LED light right there.
And right there.
I don't know if y'all can see it on the roof there.
Yeah.
The one on the camera there is on the ceiling there.
Yeah.
That one blew out.
Those things.
I mean, it blew out all over. It blew out all over. I had an electrician come change two that are like in an entryway there. And he was saying the $80 each. I don't know if they're like he's robbing me or what, but and then a lot of people go, but Will, just do the home insurance. You got home insurance. You know the deductible is stupid.
Yeah.
Deductible is stupid. So I have to come up with a large amount on the deductible, and I'm like outweighing all the stuff that I need to get replaced versus that deductible. I'm paying out more for the deductible.
Yeah, so today we did a main breaker. And we did.
Yeah,
some
the main
lights.
Breaker went out, and I might have to replace another breaker for my studio because my studio actually, the power in my studio went out earlier today. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, the breaker's flashing red.
Yeah, so
I'm
like walking on eggshells, like, please stay on, please stay on.
Yeah, and I know somebody just said homeowners insurance will cover it. They only cover it if you come up with a huge deductible. And the deductible is higher than the amount of damage. So I don't know. Does somebody have low deductibles? I don't know. I don't know anybody that has a low deductible. If you have home insurance with a low deductible, please hit us up. It's not like cars, where you just pay $1,000 or $1,500 and they fit. It's not like that for a home.
No.
Because I called and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, my studio's,
that's ridiculous.
My studio's in my home. So
it's almost like,
it's ridiculous
yeah.
Everybody, I mean, it's
they
ridiculous.
Will employ, they'll yeah sure they'll cover it if you pay that huge deductible,
yeah, yeah,
but
so
we'll just pay for everything out of pocket.
It's ridiculous. So it's so stupid, but anyways let's get back. So the reason why I brought that up is because they send $95 billion overseas when you and I we need help, right? I need help. I used to have a problem asking for people for help. I'm at the point now I need help. I've asked people if you believe in what we're doing here and you are a believer in Christ, that's the only reason why I'm asking you. Help me that way. But other than that, I get it.
Yeah. And so somebody in the Marcy said she even had to teach herself how to make flour tortillas. people are that broke. People are like, how do I do this? I like ginger root. And I saw a video on, you can make your own ginger root by just basically putting one out in some
soil.
Watering it for a couple months, and it grows a ton of ginger root. I'm like, I'm going to do that, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen.
I mean,
things are getting crazier and crazier.
Things are getting crazier.
So listen to this nut job. This is, so I just showed y'all how CNN was saying that Joe Biden's approval ratings in the dirt, and it's basically all because of the economy, right? I just showed that to you. Listen to what he says about Joe Biden's economy. Listen to this.
Well, listen, this president has presided over an economy that is growing at record rates. We have unemployment at a structurally low number. If you want a job in this country, you can get it. Crime is plummeting. We saw a 12% reduction in crime in our urban areas. Listen, there is still a lot of progress to be made here, but if Donald Trump wins, it's going to be the same trickle-down economic policies that we lived with. You will have...
Really? Really? I mean, I so bad. It's eating me alive. I'm being honest with you. I so bad. I want President Trump to win so bad. So we can have everything that they're complaining about. A successful economy. A respected America. Where your 401k is looking beautiful. Where jobs are just flourishing. Not because of people going back to work. Because of the policies President Trump put in place. I'm wanting to go back to the trickle down. The trickle down, what he's saying, what they always leave out, what happens is that these large companies, because of the savings that they received when President Trump was in office, they get to take those savings and hire more people. Well, guess what happened? More people go to work, then more people are getting paid to make a living. You understand? This is not what they want. They want the opposite of that. This dude literally goes on national television and lying to everyone, trying to convince everybody that it's worse under President Trump when we know good and well. This is them acting like you are stupid, the American people.
Have a reckless, irresponsible administration that tries to seek to divide us from each other. Joe Biden still has work to do, but this is a growing good economy. Our streets are safer. This country is respected around the world again. I admit this is going to be a very close election, but I think Joe Biden is going to have an incredible record to run on.
What? How do you go on national television like this and blatantly lie? Blatantly lie. I mean, really, the streets in America are more safe? Really? So the crime is down? That's what he's alluding to, that the crime is down. Everything is better.
Economy's up.
We all see what's happening. We all see it. But they come on and they lie to everyone and they want you to believe the lies rather than what you see.
Will Kim says, what is he smoking?
I know, right?
And then Lori Ann says, tell Adam crime is down. Adam Schiff. You know what? The sad thing is when they say that jobs are up, what they don't tell you is part-time jobs are up. Full-time jobs are down. Oh, yeah, jobs are up. Part-time, all you want, 10 hours a week. There you go. Unemployment, they're saying, is down. Well, that's because people have fallen out of the unemployment mm-hmm. system. That's not because everybody's working.
Right.
Right? Right.
People stop reporting it.
They stop reporting it.
And then, of course, the left, they're like, yeah, thank you. Don't report it any longer because then it reflects better for them. Because then they can just turn around and say, the people looking for jobs versus the people who have jobs, it's a better economy, which is a total lie.
And then crime, honestly, my question is
those people that are not looking for jobs any longer, what are they doing? Have they resorted to crime? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, that's the part they're not telling you. And they're not holding them accountable. That's why those numbers don't show up. Look at all those people that have on these campuses that got arrested. They didn't charge any of them. Look at all those people. Look at what happens to those illegals. That fought police. They didn't get charged with anything.
Fat Alvin Bragg's in New York said there was a misunderstanding, so they dropped all the charges after they physically attacked police officers.
Misunderstanding doesn't mean that you get a disrespect by our police officers and our country and our lives.
I'm with you on that, but hey, they let them go. They said the crime don't fit, so you must acquit.
Well, I mean, in California,
They said the crime don't fit, so you must acquit.
I don't know. That died with somebody.
I mean, just think about it. You got in New York, these illegals beat up police officers on camera, mind you, where the entire world can see it. They beat them up on camera, and then Alvin Bragg come along and says, "If the crime don't fit, you must acquit."
You know, in California.
Same like OJ. It's the same thing all over again.
And across the country, how many people are walking out of these stores with merchandise and nobody's stopping them.
They're stealing
right?
everything.
Of course crime is down because you're not holding anybody accountable.
No, just
it's
like
disgusting.
Yeah. And now look at this one. Now this happened on MSDNC, and
this
I just told y'all a minute
right
ago,
here.
And I could not believe this actually happened on MSDNC. I could not believe it actually happened. They actually did this on MSDNC. Watch this.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of.
Are you hearing this? I'm sorry. I know I stopped it. Will, stop stopping it. Right? I know. But you, I want to make sure that you are paying attention. Right? See, this is them saying that Joe Biden is the GOAT, greatest of all time. Joe Biden can do no wrong. Joe Biden did great. Listen carefully, please, because she goes on national television and she's lying. But what happens here on MSDNC, I'm kind of a shock at awe. I'm like, is this real? Is this must be AI. This must be AI. Watch.
And Joe Biden is doing that, created 9 million jobs in his term in office. Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president. So we just have to make sure people know.
That was a global pandemic.
Ooh.
Now look at
her. Did you see the expression on her face? Look right there. Look at that. She looked at the camera. Oh, my goodness. She said, it was a global pandemic.
Listen to what she says to the host. This is crazy.
Yes, this was a global pandemic. What? On MSDNC actually called it out.
She talked back.
Yes. She actually called it out. The only reason why people are going back to work because it was a pandemic.
Pelosi's like, how dare you talk back to me?
But people stopped working when Trump was in office because it was a pandemic.
And then she tries to insult the host for telling the truth.
Yes. I mean, this is on MSDNC, everybody. This is real. It's not AI. Watch.
No.
That was a global pandemic.
Ooh, look at her.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role.
Oh, if you're going to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role. No.
Did you see her hand? Like,
yes.
She got her hand.
She's stirring.
Her.
I mean, she was all, ooh, how dare you?
How dare you
tell the truth?
We had other issues, too.
I couldn't believe it. Oh.
But, and then look at her lapel flying the Ukraine flag with the American flag.
This is all
What's
to the clip.
That?
Oh, yeah, Ukraine. I mean, really. Look, this is all that it is, and this is the last of the clip. I could, well, I mean, just wow. Watch this.
No.
That was a global pandemic.
He had the worst record of any president. We've had other concerns in our country. If you want to be an apologist for Donald Trump, that may be your role, but it ain't mine. And he has the worst.
I don't think that anybody can accuse me of that.
I mean,
he's like, I don't think anybody can accuse me of that. But okay.
Did you ever think that you would see or hear MSDNC actually call it out like that? I never thought. Let me share something else with you. This is about Joe Biden with the whole tax relief. You remember Joe Biden said that if you make less than $400,000 a year, you won't see a single penny raising your taxes.
CNN fact checked that as a lie, by the way.
CNN fact checked it. What is going on? Is it like what I said? That the government, state media, MSDNC, CNN, ABC, CBS, all the alphabet network suit group, are they all trying to get the Democrat establishment to understand that Joe and the Scarecrow got to go or we're all going to lose? I think that's the objective here. They're not saying that out loud, but I'm telling you, I'm willing to bet that this is the objective. Well, listen to this about talking about Joe Biden's tax hike. Watch.
For some potential sticker shock next year on April 15th, President Biden is promising to let Trump-era tax cuts expire next year if he wins a second term, meaning that millions of Americans could soon face even steeper tax bills. Let's bring in Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne on Fox Business.
Good morning.
Just to show everybody on the screen so we know what we're talking about. Call for number one is the tax cuts set to expire and the impact on married filers. That's how much everybody would pay more. So, if, for example, if you have two kids, you're looking at $2,400 more. Three kids, $7,500. With tax cuts set to expire for single filers, you're looking again, you know, that's a pretty hefty sum. Now, Democrats always talk a big game about ending Republican tax cuts. Obama campaigned on that. He never did that with the Bush tax cuts. I don't imagine that Biden will, but he's not shy about raising taxes, especially when it comes to regulations.
No, the regulatory burden in this country is one of the untold stories, you know, just absolutely amazing. I had Douglas Holt Aiken on the show last weekend. Again, trillions and trillions of dollars that we ultimately pay for because businesses, particularly small businesses, have to pass that on. Yeah, what's intriguing here is over the last 15, 20 years around the world, taxes have come down. To compete on the global stage, you have to have lower taxes. And so the irony is that this notion that we could go from where we are now to 28%, it's crazy. It's economic suicide. To your point, maybe it won't happen. I think it's always also somewhat ironic for President Biden to say we've got the greatest economy in the world and not mention, oh, by the way, it's happening under Trump taxes. Low taxes might be working, right?
Yeah, low taxes might be working, but of course, they don't want to ever bring that up. They don't ever want to talk about that's the reason why.
Yeah, and if he gets rid of it, look at how much more we're all going to have to pay in taxes. I mean, you know what, Will? It's so disgusting because there are literally people out there that listen to Joe Biden and take what he says as 100% truth. And it's proven even by these liberal outlets that it's a lie over and over and over. Well, just from Pennsylvania, just in Pennsylvania alone, he was there for how many days? 3 days? CNN fact-checked Biden for 8 different things in 3 days. 3 different things that he falsely said.
Is this it here? This is the CNN website. Yeah. Look at this. What's the headline? Fact check. Biden makes false and misleading claims during Pennsylvania campaign swing. This is CNN. What is happening? Are we actually seeing, how do you say it? The pendulum? The pendulum. Are we actually seeing the tide change? I'll just say it like that. Are we actually seeing it?
I don't want to bore you and read all this to you, but go to their website and read.
You got somebody that highlighted, right?
I mean,
where's the one where the 400,000? Right, well, then they bring that up.
Well, that one, they, you know, he said that he never made over 400,000. He never made 400,000, and that's a lie. He did make. Let me just go back to it. He did make
and
over 400,000.
And CNN, and this, what's the date on it? This was on the 19th of this month.
Yeah.
So this was just days ago.
Yeah. He lied.
This was
of
just
course.
Last week.
He's, you know, he likes people to think that he can relate to them, that he's a average person. He's not average person. He was at one time when he worked, a senator. He did make, you know, they don't make over 200,000. No. So during that time, yeah. But since then, since he learned the government game, this man has made millions of
You know
dollars.
How I found that article for CNN?
Huh?
I typed in the Google search, Dems claim Biden is a GOAT, greatest of all time.
And that
I typed
up.
That in Google, and Google took me to CNN and fact-checking Joe Biden.
And Google said, no, that's not true.
Yeah. What is happening? Yeah. Something is happening. Well, even though something is happening, let me share something that's with you. Because MSDNC, you look, they're still tyrannical. They're still leftist group. They're still hateful towards America, in my opinion. Hunter Biden. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Hunter Biden is suing Fox News. Did y'all know that? Is anyone watching right now knew that Hunter Biden was suing Fox News? Why do you think Hunter Biden is suing Fox News?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay, don't say Shannon. I want to see if people know in the comment. Just if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. Just say, I know why. Okay, I'm just kind of curious. If you leave me a comment, I'm also looking at the comments on X. I'm just kind of curious. Why do you think Hunter Biden is suing Fox News? Anybody? 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 Watch this.
NBC News has learned that Hunter Biden is planning to sue Fox News. According to a letter from his lawyers, the lawsuit is imminent. NBC's Ryan Nobles joins me now. Ryan, what more can you tell us?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. This is a letter obtained by NBC's Sarah Fitzpatrick that comes from the new attorney that Hunter Biden has entered into a contract with, and that's famed entertainment lawyer Mark Garagos. And in this letter, he sends a warning to the Fox News Corporation and Fox News Digital that they are preparing to sue the company for what they describe as conspiracy and subsequent actions to defame Mr. Biden and paint him in a false light, as well as the unlicensed commercial exploitation of his image, name, and likeness, and the unlawful publication of hacked intimate images of him. And this, of course, stems from the fact that, of course, Hunter Biden has been in the news quite a bit over the past couple of years because of his legal issues. And then, of course, the broad impeachment inquiry that's taking place by the House of Representatives. And essentially what Garagos is arguing in this letter, it's actually a member of his legal team is arguing in this letter, is that Fox is unfairly and libelously attacking Hunter Biden when there are no merits to many of the claims that they've been making about him. Now,
so there's no merits, meaning that there's no actual evidence, that there's no tangible anything, but the images that they're showing, or that they did show, were images of Hunter Biden. There are actual images of Hunter Biden with prostitutes. Now, I've never shown the videos because I don't want to share that trash. You see what they did on my Facebook page, and that trash with Hunter Biden, you can go on X and you can find it all uncensored.
Margie Taylor Greene could probably show
it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, Margie Taylor, you can see it all uncensored on X, right? But I don't ever show that crap. I didn't even show the crap when it was blurred out. That's not who I am. That's not what I do. You know, I mean, look how they did my Facebook page. But anyways, Hunter Biden is suing personally because he needs money, right? He needs more money. And they're going after Fox News because they saw the lawsuit that was up against Tucker, right? They should have never fired Tucker in the first place. But they fired Tucker and it was like $80 million or something like that. I forget the number. It was a stupid amount of money connected with Tucker. So now he's going out there for them for more. This should be a lesson to Fox News. Stop giving in to the Democrats.
And you know what? Well, it would be one thing if it was false allegations. Slander means false, not true. Those are literally pictures that he took, a lot of them by him, he took of himself, right? And posted them on his laptop.
Yeah.
And that is him. What is false about that? If it's an actual picture of you, you took it. And I'm not talking about one picture. Come on. Let's be honest, Hunter. You took a lot of pictures.
He took a whole bunch of pictures.
And not only that, but you've had Jean-Pierre. You've had Biden say, oh, well, he's had some hard times and he's trying to do better. They almost admit that, you know what? He's had issues.
Shannon, you're only, you're talking. Look, I think you got it wrong. I think you got it wrong.
I know.
This is all about a father that has love for his child.
Whatever.
That's all that this is. That's all that it is. It's a love that he has for.
I mean, I know he
loves
his son,
Hunter,
but he's even said that Hunter's had problems and he's trying to do better in his life. So they're admitting.
Well, everybody has problems, Shannon. Everybody has problems. Everybody has drug problems. Everyone has a family member that has some kind of problem. This is just Joe Biden expressing love for his son.
Where's Hunter?
They say that all the time.
Well, when you're posting porn pictures about you and.
Well, he didn't actually post the pictures.
Well, that's
the
true.
Pictures were on his laptop, that he was so cracked out on crack cocaine that he didn't even remember leaving it at the shop. And then it got to Giuliani and then it got to everybody else and the FBI. And now his whole laundry is out there. He shouldn't have been doing it in the first
place. Here's a note to self.
And now he's upset because everyone knows his business. Well, this dude walks, no matter where this pervert goes, everyone's going to recognize him for all the perverted stuff that he's put on that laptop.
Would you take a naked picture of yourself on your phone?
No.
Why?
I mean, I can just go to the mirror. I mean, I don't.
but what would you be afraid of? You'd be afraid that it's going to what? Get somewhere or in the hands of somebody you don't want it to get.
I mean,
because, you know, we all say phones can be hacked.
I don't worry about the mirror getting anywhere. So
but
you
I'm
leave
just
it
saying,
at the mirror. I know what you're saying.
I'm saying I always tell people.
You can't put stuff on. If you don't want people to ever know about something on your mobile device.
Picture.
or you know anywhere. About anything, do not put it on your mobile device.
Don't
not put it on your computer.
Yeah.
Do not put it on any digital. Look.
You don't
Let me say this.
You're creating your own evidence.
I did IT for 20 plus years. When you take a picture of something and you say, well, no one's going to ever see this, and you put it on a computer, or you put it on a hard drive, you put the hard drive on a shelf somewhere, it's going to come to surface at one point one day. You don't think that it will. Like, no one will be able to get to this. No one will be able to see it. It's going to come. Hunter Biden, all this stuff, one day come to the surface. And a lot of people think, like, I never thought it would happen. So, me personally, if I just go to the mirror, if I want, if there's something I need to see, right, I go to the mirror. But I don't ever put it on camera. I don't care what it is. I don't even care. Even if you, delete it, did you know your mobile device is connected to the NSA and all of that? Joe Biden just signed it into law that they can spy on any American without any subpoena. They don't have to go to the court any longer to spy on you. So all of your data, I mean, and you think that is being secure. And they go, well, you just go over to Slack, or you go to Signal, and you go to this, and you go to that. You think that it's secure. They gave all of us this false sense of security. That data is being transmitted to somewhere. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you. And now that Joe Biden signed into law, he can go to any company and get that data. Any company. And then if there's a tech company that's not cooperating, they just signed it into law to give Joe Biden the authority to go shut that company down. For example, like Twitter or Rumble, which I'm on right now. If they come, Joe Biden tomorrow can come up and say, well, we've already signed into law. We see that Twitter X and we see Rumble are causing a problem to the up and coming election because the Rhino Republicans, Mike Johnson, and the Democrat signed it into law, he can come shut him down. Did you know that? No, Will Johnson is more than that. There'll be lawsuits. Of course there'll be lawsuits. There should already be lawsuits right now instead of him coming down and saying you need to shut down. And all of this stems before with the whole TikTok issue. It's not just about TikTok. It's about tech companies, period. They're using TikTok while we're all looking at TikTok, but they're looking at all of them. I'm telling you, I did IT for 20 plus years. All of this data, I dealt in secure locations. I had highly clad security clearance. I had to get in some rooms with a retina and fingerprint in order to get in, and a password in order to get in certain locations. And guess what? Get into that location, I can still see all of your data. Someone sees your data. Somebody's seeing your data. I'm telling you right now. The whole cloud thing, if someone's looking at your data right now, I'm just putting it out there, okay? Let me change it up really quick. Let me share this one with you. This is what Karine Jean-Pierre. They're asking Karine Jean-Pierre, would Joe Biden do an executive order to shut down the border? And she says she can't do it. But let me remind you, they just did an executive order for student loans. Joe Biden did an executive order for to pay off student loans, but he can't do an executive order to protect the border.
In the meantime, we always said that we don't believe moving with an executive action is the way to go. We want to see that proposal, but we're always going to look at all options. I don't have a decision to be made. I don't have anything to announce, but you know, we're going to continue to call on Republicans, call on Congress to move that Senate, that bipartisan Senate proposal forward.
You see that? So they're trying to, they're pushing the ball into the Democrats' court or the Congress's court. Oh, you do it. And they say, then they're going to do is use this as a political thing going into this November, saying, well, the Democrats, they came up with a solution to protect the border. But your president, President Trump, said not to give them anything, not to give Joe Biden a win. That monstrosity that they had was not a win. It was a win for the terrorists. It was a win for Ukraine again. But because of Mike Johnson, they still gave it to him. They still got what they want, and our border is still wide open. This is the actual deal that the Democrats wanted. But they're going to come and say, well, President Trump said not to do a deal. Like, President Trump controls Congress. You understand this? But most people don't put two and two together on that. One more thing before we get out of here. Did you know President Trump, you know, his court case. This is the one for New York, right, Shannon?
Yeah, that's the hush money.
This is the hush money court
case.
The
campaign finance one.
For the campaign finance, mm-hmm. you know, Stormy Daniel. President Trump's team, lawyer team, is wanting to bring expert witnesses. They're wanting to bring expert witnesses to sit on the stand. Do you see a problem with that? Right?
They're defendant. Campaign finance experts.
They are the defendant.
Right.
They should be able to say, well, I have this witness and that witness to come stand, you know, to come talk. Expert campaign witness. Experts. And all this campaign financing, you know, all of this. Listen to this, because this is how you know we are in a banana republic. This is how you know. Watch.
So it is actually an open and shut case. And what the judge did in this case, Judge Merchant, is outrageous. He has prevented President Trump from bringing in campaign finance experts who would have advised the court that there is no campaign finance violation here. This is the most biased of absolutely.
Listen to this. And you remember Megyn Kelly at one point, she hated Trump with a passion. This is the same woman that was crying November of 2016, not because Trump won, but because Hillary Clinton lost. This is the same one. And now she's like, and she was on Fox News, but now she's like, come to the light. She's actually starting to see it. I mean, this is so crazy to me. This tells me that we are in a banana republic. How did they get away with this? I mean, we're going to try this case, but you don't have a say so. You just have to take it.
President Trump from bringing in campaign finance experts who would have advised the court that there is no campaign finance violation here. This is the most biased of absolutely. And my God, we have limited time here, but I could go on of the number of reversible errors this judge has committed. That is but one of many. And, you know.
So President Trump's team can't bring expert witnesses to talk about how the campaign finances operate and how they work. They're already done with this trial, basically. That's what it really comes down to. Trump is guilty until proven guilty, according to the left. You know, another analogy I used to always give it was that the Democrats believe they act like President Trump has murdered somebody. And because President Trump has murdered somebody, they believe like there's no dead body, right? There's no missing person report. Have y'all heard me say this before? No dead body, no missing person report, no scene, no crime scene, nothing. And the Democrats are going, well, we know President Trump murdered somebody. We just need to keep looking until we find a murder. We need to keep looking until we find someone who's been murdered. But no one's, who's missing? Nobody's missing. Who's saying that they're looking for somebody? Nobody's saying they're looking for anybody. But we know Trump murdered somebody, right? We just got to keep looking. This is how the Democrats are moving forward with everything that they do. That's just an analogy that I'm giving. Do you understand that? This is how they're doing it. Same thing with this. Well, we know President Trump is guilty of something. We just don't know. So we're going to keep looking until we find something. We got to find something because no one is innocent of everything. Someone's guilty of something. And this is what they're doing. But everything that they're looking at President Trump is not even against the law, but they're trying to make up new laws. They're trying to say what President Trump has done is against the law. This is what they've constantly been doing. Let me tell you about one more thing here. And I talked about this earlier today. And I want to drill it in because I don't know if anybody else has even brought this up. You have these Hamas-Palestinian terrorists convincing American students in America to go out and protest for them, right? Now, some of them are even saying that they're Hamas. You even heard some of these people saying death to America. What I've been talking about this all day long. You have police officers arresting some of these tyrants at these colleges And what do you think is going to happen when they don't get what they want? You remember the Summer of Love with Trans Tifa and BLM? When they were not getting what they want, what happened? They started going out rioting throughout the country. They started attacking people. They started burning up vehicles, spray painting buildings, burning buildings, just rocks through windows, everything. They were trashing cities all across the country, right? Because they felt this is the only way we can prove, get what we want, by being acting like tyrants. What happens when they don't get what they want from them protesting on these college campuses? What do you think is going to happen? Is anyone understanding what I'm telling you here? What do you think is going to happen? See, when the Summer of Love happened, it was bad. But what's to come? And I've been saying this all day, too. I'm going to make a prediction here. That, and I hope my prediction, and see, you see how I'm telling you? This is just a prediction. I hope that I'm wrong in this prediction. I really do. And I've been saying in the name of Jesus, I pray that I'm wrong. But when they don't get what they want, they're going to become extremely violent. And also, let me remind you of this. This is the key point. And I'm wondering, have y'all heard anybody else bring this up to the surface? Have you heard anyone else bring this up? Listen carefully. Do I have your attention? Listen. The same people that's convincing these kids on these college campuses to do what they're doing, to be hateful towards America and to Israel, these same people have convinced other children to strap bombs to themselves, go into the meat market and blow themselves up. Anybody else talking about this? Joe Biden flew over 320,000 illegals into the country. They don't know where they are. Terrorists have been crossing our southern border. They don't know where they are. They asked Mayorkas at one point, where are these terrorists that were on the terrorist watch list that you apprehended? We don't know where they are. They let them go into the population. Do you understand what I'm telling you here? The same people, I'm going to say it again, the same people that's convincing people to put bombs on themselves and go into the flea market and blowing themselves up so they can become martyrs, get 72 virgins or whatever it is that they're getting, are the same people that have coerced these children at these schools to protest. So what happens when they don't get what they want? Are y'all picking up what I'm saying here? This is just a prediction. I believe that they're going to start bang, 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 bang. They're going to start blowing stuff up when they don't get what they want. That's what's coming next. Have you heard anybody else saying, talking about this? I'm like, I don't know why people are not even, so wait a minute. Anyone think about these same people being convinced to do this that are, you know, convinced others to strap bomb? But see, I guess you're not supposed to talk about that. Well, how many other groups do you know put bombs on children and on people and they go into a public area and blow themselves up? It's a legit question. And it just so happened to be there is these same people convincing these college students. I mean, come on. Why does it take Will Johnson to put two and two together? I'm just sitting there thinking about it. Do I want it to be the case? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. The reason why I'm talking about it, in the hopes that it won't come true, in the hopes that these tyrants watching say, well, we can't do that because Will Johnson called out. And if we have this start happening and Will Johnson said it before we start doing it, they're going to be like, wow, well, maybe we just might need to be paying a little bit more attention to Will Johnson. Now, you see, I couldn't even talk about that on Facebook or even YouTube. There's no way I can talk about that on there. Not at all. Can you imagine what if I put that on Facebook and YouTube, what I just talked about, the same people putting bombs on themselves or the same people convincing these students to act this way? What do you think they'll do? They'll take the video down immediately. Even though I said it's just a prediction, and even though I said I don't want it to happen, they would take it down immediately. Is anyone understanding what I'm saying? And my question is, has anyone else said it? Has anyone else been talking about it? Now, I'm not saying that I'm the only one. I can only imagine that somebody else out there. I can only imagine somebody else out there is actually thinking about this too and actually calling it out. And the only reason why I say that is because that's their MO. They don't know what else to do. I'll never forget it. When Don Lemon was talking about Transtifa and BLM out in the streets rioting, they said that they don't have a voice. They don't know what else to do. So this is how they do it. When I was living in California, remember there was a conversation with this dude that was Muslim, and every day he would pray 2 and 3 times. And they asked him a question about these people blowing themselves up. And his response was, they don't have a voice. So they don't have nothing. They don't have any other option. So they blow themselves up because that becomes their voice. And then you already had that idiot go in front of the Israeli embassy and set himself on fire. I'm telling y'all right now, it's all getting set up. It's getting set up. Do I want to be right? I pray that I'm not. But I'm looking in the comments and I've seen people in here saying, Will, bingo, spot on. You're absolutely right. See it coming. People in there talking about Alex Jones calling out 9/11 before it happened. You're right? People are seeing it. We're seeing it happen. And I've told people, you got to get ready. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. People ask me, well, Will, when it all hits the fan, how do we communicate with one another? And then I do stuff, and then some people go, well, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? People will send me messages all the time, Will, when it all hits the fan, because we all know what's going to hit the fan at some point. We know it is. Right? We know it is. That's why I tell people you need to get more bullets. If you're a female, especially, and you never fired a firearm, you need to go to your local firearm store and ask them, how can you get training? My producer, I'm gonna go ahead. You know, can I go ahead and tell that?
What?
We went to the gun range one time, and we were talking to the lady, and we were looking at different firearms, and one of the ladies in there talked to Shannon, and she says. Because she was looking at one with a safety on there.
Yeah, I was told, well, a man told me. He's like, oh, so do you want one with the safety? And he was kind of like doing that. And I went up to her and she had a gun on one side and a knife on another. And I said, well, what kind of gun do you have? And she told me. And I said,
a Glock.
Yeah.
She had a Glock.
Yeah, she said, I said, do you have a safety on it? She said, you not pulling the trigger? Is your safety. She said, the minute you have to fimble and try to turn a safety off, it's already a knife fight.
It's already done.
Yep.
It's
she said, over. So she said, all women, she said, I tell them all the time, do not get a safety on your gun.
Do not get a safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, your safety is.
Yeah.
You know.
You can, you know, and for like another measure, your safety is not pulling the trigger. Right. And you can have it with one not in the chamber.
Yeah, and don't put one in the chamber.
And don't put one in the chamber. So you get to that point, put one in the chamber, and you know, you pull the trigger.
Yeah, she said, you need to be able to, once that happens, she's like, especially for women, you're in a vulnerable situation already. There's not a whole lot of time to protect yourself. And that's true in a lot of these cases. I'm quite sure Adam Schiff didn't have too much time to react, right? He might have been a different story if he had a Glock on
him. I wish they would have stripped him down with all his clothes right there in the street.
So after I talked to her, I got a knife and a Glock.
You got a knife and a Glock?
Yep.
Really?
Switchblade.
Really?
Yep.
Knife and a Glock.
Yep. She said, get that switchblade. You don't want to fumble with that either.
You want to pop it and go.
Yep.
Pop it and go. So. I like it. So one thing I've been doing, I've told people about this too. If you go to my website, if you go to my website, it's on my website as well, but I have a short link to what I'm talking about. I have a satellite phone. Have y'all seen those tornadoes? It was in Nebraska, right? Have y'all seen those tornadoes in Nebraska? Can you imagine the people in Nebraska right now that wish they had a satellite phone? I'm only saying this because you got to get ready. And if you go to PrepGearPlus.com, just like you see it right there on the screen. Go check it out. You get one of these for free. You can get one for free if you sign up. If you sign up for the plan, you can get one for free if you sign up for the plan. But you get to go check it out. If you get one of these,
and it's like insurance,
right? If you get one of these, they're really nice. I want your phone number. I want your satellite number. I'm going to share my satellite number with you. So then that way we can be in communication with one another when it all hits the fan, because I want to know what it was happening in your neck of the woods, so that way we can talk to each other. Go to PrepGearPlus.com. Let me know, and then we'll connect. We'll connect with one another.
And we were listening to one of the guys that owns this company. He was saying in Hawaii, there was one guy that had a sat phone when all those fires
went up. When that fire took place?
And he helped 14,000 people with one phone.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine you can be that person in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
That people can go
to. It's an insurance.
It's kind of like an insurance thing. And at the same time, when it all hits the fan, how many of y'all were like really upset when the cell service went down, right? How many of y'all were upset when the cell service went down and couldn't make any phone calls? Couldn't even call 911. But if you had a satellite phone, you could have made that phone call and told them the address where you are, right? And then turn around. When they showed up, they'll show up to your house first. And then they can help everyone in the neighborhood. It's like, look, we're having an issue here in this neighborhood. And, of course, satellite phone is going to the satellite. They'll bounce it to the correct location. They will get you to the correct location because they have the satellite phone. And the biggest reason why you should really consider getting one of these? Here recently, all of Congress and their staff members just got satellite phones. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? Just recently, all of Congress and their staff members got satellite phones. Like something's getting ready to happen? What's getting ready to happen? They're not saying anything. It almost made me think about, what's that movie? The Day After Tomorrow? Mm. No, Leave the World Behind. Kind of remind me of that. Leave the World Behind. It kind of reminds me of that. All the Congress getting satellite phones. They're not saying why they're getting them, but they all got them. Just here recently. So, look, PrepGearPlus.com. PrepGearPlus.com. Go check it out. You can get the phone for free if you do the plan. All right, cool. Well, that's it for me, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. God bless every last one of you. Please, if you would, go to my website, unitetobaccofirst.com. Support me. Help me keep the lights on. I got to replace some lights. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. But please, unitetobaccofirst.com. Help me. Support me as much as possible if it's on your heart. God bless. Good night. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered. This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, The exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.